MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 27, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Salem City Council working on affordable housing. Newburyport budget is all set. Gloucester OK's $200 million loan.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, a note or two from the Aganis All-Star football game from last night. Rick?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bill. Sun and clouds today, low 80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:28 p.m. Caroline Enos is writing in today's Salem News. Two major housing developments are before the Salem City Council for tax incentives that would help increase the city's affordable housing stock. Projects at 266 Canal Street and a former salvage yard on Franklin Street were unanimously approved for tax increment exemptions by the City Council's Subcommittee on Administration and Finance on Tuesday night. The agreements were negotiated by the city prior to the vote. Both projects will go before the entire City Council for final approval on Thursday night. In the Newburyport Daily News, Jim Sullivan reports that Mayor Sean Reardon's $86.7 million city budget barely made it past the City Council on Tuesday night, receiving approval by just a single vote. Reardon's budget, approved in a 6-5 vote, is up 4.4% over the current $82.7 million allocation. It contains no cuts to city services or personnel. The mayor said last month that contractual obligations accounted for most of the spending increase. Stephen Hagen writes in Gloucester Times today, residents and city officials weighed in Tuesday on the largest loan order in Gloucester history, $206 million, to pay for upgrading the city's water pollution control facility on Essex Avenue. The City Council voted unanimously, 9-0, to back the plan after residents sounded off on the matter during a public hearing in City Hall's Kairos Auditorium. While some people expressed reservations about how the loan order might impact the sewer rate and taxes, no one spoke against the plan. Adam Levine reports in the Daily Item, the Linfield Select Board appointed John Senna as the new Department of Public Works Director at their meeting on Wednesday. Senna is taking over for John Tomas, who transitioned to both the Department of Public Works Deputy Director and the Town Engineer. The intermunicipal agreement for shared services with LCWD and the DPW allows for Senna and Tomas to work together in their positions, a structure most other municipalities in Massachusetts have, according to Town Administrator Rob Dolan. Salem Public Schools are offering free summer meals beginning Monday, July 8. This program will run on all weekdays through Friday, August 16. Kids and teens 18 and under can enjoy meals for free all summer, no sign-up required, no questions asked. Kids and teens must be present to receive a meal and are required to eat on site. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox and Blue Jays started their game last night at Fenway Park, but did not finish. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni.
Well, Sox and Blue Jays suspended in the top of the second inning because of the severe weather that moved through the area last night. The game's going to be resumed right where it left off the next time the Blue Jays come to town, which is going to be on Monday, August 26th. This suspended game will start at 2:05 as part of a split doubleheader. The night game will start at 7:10.
Thanks, Andy. Andy's complete podcast can be found right here on the website. The 62nd Aganis All-Star football game saw the South beat the North last night, 27-16. Big-name players in the game included Salem quarterback Corey Grimes, who completed 14 of 20 passes for 129 yards, and the Lynn Classical duo of quarterback Brian Vaughn Jr. and receiver John Naske. The game MVPs were for the North, Amesbury's Max Sanchez, and for the South, Lynn Classical's John Naske. The Celtics made a first-round pick in last night's NBA draft, and he is Creighton's Baylor Shireman, a sharp-shooting lefty who averaged 18.5 points per game for the Blue Jays last year. He was a unanimous All-Big East first-team selection and was selected as an All-American by several outlets. That's sports. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Thursday.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.